Message number 1274. Heresies will abound and my name will become extinct. Wednesday, November 26, 2014 at 23:10. My dearly beloved daughter, I am a mystery to the world, and only those who are close to me will know the extent of the love I hold in my heart for humanity. If they could see my face, they would know how deep is my love, my concern, my frustration, my anger, my compassion, my sorrow for all. It is because of my love for all of you that I feel these things, and it is because of my divinity and the secret of my Father's covenant that man is only given so much information about the existence of God. The full truth of my kingdom to come will be made known only to those who enter it. Until then, be assured that my great glory will be manifested within each of you when death will no longer have any hold over you. You must trust in these messages with your whole heart and know that they contain the fountain of all life. My presence amongst you, my beloved followers, is becoming stronger, and the stronger it becomes, the more hatred will be flung at me and all those who respond to my call in the salvation of souls. Demons from every category and hierarchy of Satan have infested the souls of many good people who love me. These poor souls have been deceived into rejecting my final plan to prepare my remnant. Instead, they are influenced into becoming willing participants in Satan's army. In many cases, Satan's army will not appear to be openly opposed to me. No. Satan is far too cunning to reveal his presence, and so every tactic of his warfare against this mission will be carefully constructed, but you will be able to recognize his traits. Pride, arrogance, subtle appeals calling for justice which camouflage words of heresy and blasphemy will be presented to humanity as caring statements and public appeals for the granting of human rights. As my church begins to tear at the seams, most devoted followers of mine will put this down to the changing of the times, a new era as the world becomes more unified despite religious differences, and a new beginning. The new era of the church will be seen as a global evangelization the likes of which will never have been witnessed in my church since the days my apostles began their mission. It will be welcomed firstly by the secular world. Once the secular world accepts this plan, leaders in my church will be forced to applaud this new era where the church and the secular world become as one. Heresies will abound and my name will become extinct. My own will never give up, and great favors will be accorded to them in many ways. Fear will not stop them in their battle against Satan's army. Their voices will ring out as the Holy Spirit will empower them in ways which will astonish many. They will uphold the truth at all costs, and the heavenly hierarchy, all the angels and saints, will march with them. Every insult will be levied upon them, every obstacle placed before them, and every curse spat at them. But nothing will stop them, and I, Jesus Christ, will fill their hearts with courage, determination, and the will to withstand all those who will betray me and who will persecute them for speaking the truth. You must never be afraid to repeat the holy word of God again and again, for millions will not recognize the lies which will soon replace my holy doctrine. I will raise up many brave men and women from every corner of the world to proclaim the true word of God as it is laid down in the most holy Bible. As they reinforce the truth, they will be challenged by liars who will use twisted logic to contradict them. My enemies will surface in great numbers and come armed with theological arguments which will undermine the word of God in the time leading up to my second coming. They will be fronted by many misguided sacred servants of mine who will be deceived by my adversary. The voice of my enemies will ring out until they are hoarse, screaming obscenities and with a hatred pouring from every pore in their bodies for those who lead my remnant army. They will never give up in their persecution of all Christians until the day I come to judge. And then all will become silent, not one sound will they utter, because only then will they realize the awful truth and how they betrayed me. Your Jesus.